And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, freedom rings for pro-life activists who've been unjustly imprisoned under the Biden administration's weaponization of the FACE Act. President Trump is set to pardon over 20 peaceful protesters in the coming days, including an 89-year-old concentration camp survivor. When grandmothers are facing longer sentences for praying outside of abortion clinics than many violent offenders, maybe it's time to re-examine our justice system's priorities. Maybe. The new administration's sweeping changes continue as federal DEI programs face immediate shutdown. At the Department of Interior, bureaucrats once recited diversity poems and banned words like mother and father, and employees are being instructed to report any attempts to disguise these programs under new names. And speaking of resistance to common sense, a Christian National Guardsman in Idaho is fighting back after being removed from command solely for expressing his biblical views on marriage and sexuality outside of duty. When military leadership starts implementing unofficial no Christians in command policies, we're straying way too far from the religious liberty our founders enshrined in the Constitution. And in Massachusetts, we're seeing a preview of coming sanctuary state battles as public schools instruct bus drivers to harbor illegal immigrants from ICE agents. I mean, school districts choosing to obstruct federal law enforcement rather than cooperate with immigration officials. What is that teaching children about respect for law and order? Not very much. Meanwhile, Representative Chip Roy of Texas has introduced legislation to defund the UN Population Fund over its partnership with China's coercive abortion programs. And the culture wars have reached even American Idol, sadly, where executives are reportedly in, quote, crisis talks over Carrie Underwood's debut as a judge following her inauguration performance. I mean, singing America the Beautiful at the presidential inauguration has become so controversial that Hollywood officials are now saying, well, maybe that doesn't represent diversity and inclusion because she believes a different way than you, so now you're talking about excluding her? Doesn't really add up. And from the Elections Have Consequences file, Biden administration DEI officials are being placed on immediate leave as President Trump's orders take effect. Some aren't going quietly, however. The ATF tried simply changing a diversity officer's title to senior executive. And bureaucrats playing word games to preserve ideological agendas only confirms the need for reform. And that is today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.